So we are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Chet. So continuing in the discussion of Korban Pesach that is Tameh and the various ramifications that come along with it. So Nitma Shalim Orubo, let's say a whole Korban Pesach or most of the Korban Pesach became Tameh. Sorfen Oso Lefnei Habira Me'atzei Hamaracha. So in theory, if you have a Korban that could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, in theory, if it becomes disqualified, it becomes tummy, you can burn anywhere in Yerushalayim, but when it comes to Korban Pesach, what would they do with it if most or all of the Korban Pesach became tummy? They would burn it literally before the bira, they would burn it on the Temple Mount, on Har Habayis, with the wood of that was meant for the Mizbeach, they would burn it with that special wood. Nitma mi'uto, but let's say a small part of the Korban Pesach became Tameh. So the difference between this case and the first case is that in the first case, seemingly, it was probably the owner's fault, right? If the whole Korban Pesach becomes Tameh, it means you probably did something wrong that you should not have done. In that situation, the reason why they would burn it in this public arena over here is sort of kind of to embarrass the owner so that he would be maybe more careful in the future. But let's say a Nitma Miuto, if a smaller part of the Korban became Tameh, which may or may not be because of the negligence of the owner, so therefore we don't want to necessarily embarrass him. And similarly, Hanosar, and when it comes to the leftover meat from the Korban Pesach that was not eaten, right? Just no one was around to eat it or whatever it is. Everyone was full or something like that. In this situation, the owners can burn these meats anywhere in Yerushalayim, right? Their courtyards, their roofs, using their own wood, that would be totally okay. However, right, there were people who were like tzaykanin, they were like stingy people, so they would burn even the latter two categories before the bira, they would burn it on Har Habayis so that they can use the wood from the special mizbeach, right? That was a special dispensation that the Chachamim gave to these people because there was a concern that maybe they won't end up burning it at all. Therefore, to make sure that they burn it, because they don't want to use their own wood, so therefore, in order to make sure it gets burned, the Chachamim said, okay, you can even burn this on Har Habayis as well. Mishnah Tes, HaPesach Sheyatza Oshin Itzma. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach that was taken out of Yerushalayim, and if you take it out of Yerushalayim, then it becomes a disqualified Korban. Or let's say you have a Korban Pesach that became Tameh right after it was, or you know, within the vicinity of when it was slaughtered on Erev Pesach. So in these situations, Yisarif Miyad, you should burn the meat immediately, right? You burn it on Erev Pesach itself. But let's say Nitmu Habalim Oshamizu, but let's say the owners became Tameh, and or they all died, such that there is no one that can eat this specific Korban Pesach. So in this situation, the Korban does not have a disqualification. Rather, it has rather the people are disqualified. Therefore, they cannot eat it. So therefore, this says the Mishnah, says the Tanakama, to ubar tsuraso, you have to leave its appearance unchanged. In other words, let it stay as is. Then let it become nosar. Let it become meat that was not eat that was not eaten, and it was nosar is like it was like leftover. And then once it forms its own disqualification that no one ate it on the night of Pesach, then you can burn it. Sorry, if b'shishasar. Then you could burn it after that, and the immediate time that you could burn it after it becomes disqualified, then the first night of Pesach is the 16th. That's when you should burn this Korban. But then the Mishnah concludes with a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says, "Af zei yisarif miyad." Even this korban, where the owners died or they became tameh such that no one can eat it, this can also be burned on erev Pesach. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, "Why lefisha ein lo uchlin? Because it has no one to eat it." And in other words, what he's saying is that since there is no one to eat it, then that in a sense is also considered like an actual disqualification in the actual offering. True that it's an external disqualification because it's the people that can't eat it, but nonetheless he considers that as if it's a disqualification in the actual offering, and therefore you can burn it right away on Erev Pesach on the 14th. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes. God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Mishnah Yud.